Chapter 17. The Rhetorical Prime Minister. At various stages in their terms, Japanese prime ministers can point to a high approval rating awarded to them and their administrations by the public. This should not be considered a mere popularity contest statistic. Rather, it represents an opportunity for prime ministers to try to accomplish their objectives and get support for their programs. I contend that their success will depend on whether or not they can meet the requirement of rhetorical prime ministership, RPM. I coined the term RPM, recalling the American term rhetorical presidency. It is well known that U.S. presidents employ the power of words to advance their agendas and to influence people. Rhetoric has long been recognized as an element of power, one that scholars have said enables leaders to fulfill their very public roles of explaining, persuading, and inspiring the people they lead. Rhetorical prime ministership means that rhetoric is applied significantly to this process in the prime minister's political role. First, prime ministers should offer their political vision to the public for support and implement programs based on that public support. Unfortunately, too many politicians work merely for their own cliques and constituencies rather than speaking up for the sake of the general public. In the past, Japanese politicians decided everything behind closed doors and with very few people involved. They consulted only vested interest groups and sometimes railroaded bills through the Diet. Such old-style politics, which turn the voter-representative relationship upside down, have already lost political legitimacy. U.S. presidents have often been identified with their political slogans. For example, Franklin D. Roosevelt advocated New Deal, John F. Kennedy, the New Frontier, and Lyndon B. Johnson, the Great Society. Although these slogans were collective headings for a number of specific policy programs, they successfully focused the minds of the nation by indicating desirable policy directions, and the respective presidents never hesitated to explain to the public what they were trying to achieve. Second, prime ministers should open the public sphere and keep it open. By the public sphere is meant a sphere of argument where public debate and discussion take place on social issues. Of course, the mass media should provide a forum where politicians, intellectuals, and other concerned citizens can join in. Unfortunately, the public sphere is relatively inactive in Japan. Although question time between the prime minister and opposition parties was introduced in the Diet on February 23, 2000, it was conducted only 7 times that year, far fewer than the approximate 30 times per year of the British Parliament. The growing number of mutohasso, or unaffiliated voters, is another indication that the people are not given enough information or arguments about each party's platform to decide which to support. Finally, prime ministers should exert their utmost efforts to win and maintain public trust, not only domestically, but also internationally. It is always necessary to find a right means to moralistic ends, as philosophers say. Clearing up domestic and foreign suspicions about where Japan is trying to go in terms of education, economy, and industrial development requires disclosure of information and open discussion of how the status quo can be changed. Thus, the prime minister must identify himself with honesty and commitment to improvement in a way that is unmistakable by the public, through skill in rhetoric.